Welcome back to Morning Coffee with Rick Alexander. The theme for the month of November is the second annual 21 Maxims to Maximize Your Life. These are thoughts and contemplations to help you begin finding your own North Arrow as you navigate what could only be described as a chaotic 2020. If you want to go deeper than just the audio experience, you can also head to rickalexander.com and find the show notes as well as journaling prompts. Also, that will be linked up in the show notes of this episode. I also did a short show on how to journal if you're new to it and want to check that out as well. It'll be included on the 21 Maxims page of the website. And of course, if you do get anything at all out of these, it would mean the world to me if you would head to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, and just share the show with anyone you think could benefit from the message. All right, without further ado, on to the show. Maxim 17. Hold on loosely to your judgments. If you've been listening to the show for a bit, I did a podcast a few months back on the dangers of expectations. Now, this podcast is going to kind of take place within the context of that podcast. And so if you're interested, if you didn't hear that, you're interested in how expectations can be somewhat harmful for your psychological well-being, I've linked that up in the show notes of this episode. So you can go listen to that and maybe this one will make more sense within the context of that episode. But fundamentally, what judgment is, the way that I'm going to use it today and explain it today, is a validation of your expectations, right? And so in a nutshell, you have expectations about the world. And if you enforce those expectations on the world, you give the world a lot of ways to let you down and very few ways to satisfy you, right? So if I expect that you're going to react a certain way to this podcast, well, what I'm saying is my contentment is now contingent on you reacting in the way that I expect you to react. And so you can see how we really set ourselves up to do a lot of harm when we live in that way because fundamentally everything is unknown. And so whenever we try to move things around in our life or think in a way or act in a way that expects something out of the unknown, we really have nobody to blame when it's our psychological wellness, our overall sense of well-being that pays the price, because we have asked something out of our life that our life never agreed to, you see. And when we have a judgment about something, what we do is we validate our expectations, and then our judgment is then applied to the world. So here's how this would look. Perhaps I expect something out of you, and then you don't give it to me. Instead of validating you in your experience, I validate my expectation of what you should do and who you should be. And so my judgment now puts you in a position where it's very hard for you to make me happy or for me to even be accepting of who you are as a person. And so we have to hold our judgment loosely. Now, the reason I didn't call this podcast "Don't Ever Judge Anybody or Anything" is because to talk like that would be fundamentally missing the idea of what humans are and how the human mind works. One of the fundamental roles of the human mind is to apply judgment to things, right? It is to look at the world, right, and to cut it up into pieces and to have words for those pieces, labels, right? This is how we communicate with each other. But then I have to decide what that word means to me. And that inherently is a judgment call. And so you actually can't get around having judgment, would be a better way to put it, because you've got to make decisions and you've got to decide what means what. And it should mean something, because if not, everything is sort of abstract and we're not grounded, right? And so you do have judgments about things. But the minute that you expect those judgments to be applied to the world around you and not you yourself, unfortunately, you put yourself in a position that you just can't win, because I like to talk a lot about how we're finite creatures that are sort of have the unknown on all sides at all times. And so we have to, even though this is what our mind does, even though this is how we make sense of the world, we have to hold on only loosely to those judgments, especially when those judgments are not even concerning ourselves, right? So if I have expectation for you and then you don't meet my expectation and then I have a judgment about you, you can see how that at no point says anything about you, right? It was my expectation. It was me who expected me out of you. So my judgment has nothing to do with you. And so now we're in this place where you put yourself in that position. And this is why when everybody or anybody has anything to say about you, about a judgment call, about your value, about your worth, about who you are, about the things you're doing in the world, it is only about them. So I hope that you're tracking me on this, because we often allow other people's judgments to corral us into a certain way of being. And we're social creatures. We want belonging. We want validation. We want to be seen. We want all of these things in connection to other people. And so oftentimes that relationship gets perverted, because then we see their judgments and we take them on board as if they have anything at all to do with us. The problem is most times they don't. And so if you can hold on to your judgments loosely, if you can realize that everybody is presenting as who they are, as what the world is, like it was going to unfold anyway. It's you that expected them to be something else. It's you that expected the world to unfold a different way. And so you hold on loosely to your judgment. And then when the world pops up completely different than you anticipated, you say, you realize like, okay, that's how life is, right? And you don't get bent out of shape because your judgment didn't come to fruition. And in accepting that about yourself, you realize you'll look out in the world and you'll start to see people who have not accepted about themselves. And that's why they're trying to lay their judgment on your shoulders, and it has nothing to do with you whatsoever. They expected something out of reality, or they expected something out of you. Perhaps they expected themselves out of you, because that happens quite often. And because of their expectations, because they have inflated their ego to the point where they think they're right about the mystery unfolding, because that's what's happening there. They are now in a position where they feel that they have the ability to judge the way that you present whatever you are going to do, right? And think about it. People judge your business, and they judge your Instagram profile, and they judge your, then there's all, we focus on all these people who have all these judgments, and we're like, what does it say about me? What is, nothing. That's what it says about you. Nothing at all. Just because people don't have the ability to hold space for the fact that they validated their own expectations and they're expecting something out of you that you never agreed to, that's not yours to carry. And when they project that judgment onto you, you carry it. We carry around all kinds of things that aren't ours, carry around all kinds of things that aren't serving us. And so in that recognition that your judgments are false, where they can be, quite often, you hold on loosely so that you don't disappoint yourself in your own life. And then you allow that to push you into a deeper experience, a deeper connection with the people around you, because you realize, wow, how clung people are to their own expectations. And when those don't happen, they try to hand you that judgment. Here, you didn't live up to my expectations, so you carry this. And we do. We carry it. We say, oh God, I gotta be better. I gotta look different. I gotta change this. I gotta change that. Look, if you wanna change something about your life, do it because you want to. But understand that that has nothing to do with people's judgment over you. In the same moment that we are making plans is the exact same moment that you can hear God laugh. That saying comes from the fact that we are surrounded by mystery at all time, that we have no idea how things are gonna unfold, and also that's okay. We can actually change our relationship to the unfolding, right? We can have a better relationship with the unknown. We can see things that present themselves as different than we hoped they would as opportunity. We can see people who present themselves as different than they thought they would as an opportunity to understand something about somebody else. But when we expect them to conform to our judgment, we are validating our own expectations. And then if we apply that judgment to them and they know about it, we're trying to make them carry it. And they're doing that to you. So I know this is somewhat difficult because I'm talking about you having judgment and then also you being the person that receives judgment. But fundamentally, as humans, this is what we are. We have judging minds. We cut the world apart so we can make sense of it, so we can organize it, so we can articulate it, so we can talk about it. And unfortunately, there are shadows to all of that. And one of the shadows is that you think the way you've cut the world out and the way you've organized the world and the way you've labeled the world is how the world is. It only says something about you and your experience. And that's why people's judgment has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. So, you know, hold on to your judgment only loosely. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.